Mornings on the 50s. The Lord and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So Kenny wanted to get his buddy Chris just for the plain old reason that Chris is the guy who shoots off all the fireworks.
Oh, yeah. I know the guy.
He puts on a big display, so Kenny wanted to mess with him. So I call Chris, who lives in New Hampshire, as someone from Massachusetts who has a problem with it.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Chris.
Yeah, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, Bill Burns here.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks. I was just calling around, taking a little poll on fireworks, you know, with the kind of fireworks season now. Didn't know if you're going to be hitting the big town display.
Oh, man, fireworks, boy, that's like, that's my favorite. No, I actually don't go to any of the town displays because, I'll tell you, I kind of do one of my own. We have a grand old time with it.
Oh, I see, you do, okay. So you have, you get a whole bunch of fireworks over there at your place?
Oh, yeah. We really do it up. I mean, I end up getting like 200 people come. I've got a big property, and yeah, we put on quite the show.
Oh, yeah, you get like the red, white, and booms. You get some Molotov cocktails, French ticklers, Chinese cluster ducks.
Oh, yeah, all of those are great. Those Molotov cocktails are beautiful, man.
Dragon tears.
The package make a lot of noise.
Yeah, they sure do. Yeah, I'm actually, my name's Bill Burns. I used to be a fire marshal, and I actually live right across the border in Massachusetts now.
Okay.
Been doing some detective work and figured out that you're the guy that fires off all those fireworks, and they come right across the border into our neighborhood. I represent our neighborhood watch group, and they've kind of elected me to give you a call to see if we might be able to tone it down this year.
Tone it down?
Yeah.
And it's 4th of July. It's once a year.
But yeah, but boy, you guys seem to fire them off all the time and really late. Seems to be really
Well, you got
to
wait until it's dark out so that you can see them when they go up and all the pretty colors and all that.
Yeah.
Come on, you should know better than that.
Well, you know, I feel like we get a lot of the particulates that come down out of the, they kind of fall in our neighborhood and they're all over the place. So you really do fire off a lot of them up there.
Yeah, well, we do have a good time. You know what I'm saying?
We like to leave it to the professionals. And are you even thinking about the ozone layer? You know how many perchlorates are in the fireworks you're firing off, and that gets in the drinking water? Let me tell you something, that's just not great. Really polluting.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's once a year, man. Why don't you try and lighten up, have a little bit of fun? It's the 4th of July. We're celebrating, you know, our country's Independence Day.
I think it's really time to declare our independence from these dangerous and polluting anachronisms. Don't you think, Chris?
Well, listen, you want to declare your independence? You declare away. I'll just light my fireworks and have a good time. That's my declaration of independence.
Fireworks are illegal here in Massachusetts, and once you've shot them over Massachusetts airspace, I don't know if I have to get the Massachusetts Air National Guard involved to protect our airspace from your display.
You can't be serious, man. Come on, don't be a fun hater. Don't be un-American. Fireworks.
Yeah. Is Kenny going to your big fireworks display this year, Chris?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, not only is he usually is one of the guys who helps me set the whole thing up.
Yeah, well, Kenny called me, Brian Bell, here at the Lorna Wally Show to get you a Brian Bell Buster, Chris.
Oh, my God, I can't believe I fell for that.
He knew how much you...
I was getting so pissed off. I was like, I was being calm because I was like, I was about to start swearing. And you know what? I'm 6'2", 280. I'm going to come over there and show you some fireworks. Oh, my Lord, I can't believe I fell for that. I am going to kill him, though.
Yeah, he knows how much you love your fireworks and thought we could have some fun with you. So, hey, have a great 4th of July.
Oh, man, thanks a lot. First you ruined my day, but now you made it.
Have fun with your fireworks. Be safe, and thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR.
Oh, thanks, man. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorne and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.